Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody, on this Monday morning, October the 21st, coming to you from the bunker in Western Canada, episode number 98. Abu doesn't like the regionalistic attitude I've taken.
We're Central Canada, aren't we? Saskatchewan's in the middle of Alberta and Manitoba.
Sure. We've been recapping week 19 in the CFL. We'll get to a little week 7 in the NFL in a moment. But Saskatchewan's opening its doors to the National Hockey League. Regina is the center of the NHL universe this week for the Heritage Classic. And Peter Labarde is joining us from the Calgary Flames broadcast crew as the Flames will oppose the Jets here Saturday night. I can only assume Lou joins us from Southern California where the Flames won 2-1 in Anaheim. Where are you at, Lou?
I'm back in my basement in Calgary.
Wow. Well,
yeah. Went to bed at 4 a.m., but, you know, nothing gets in the way of doing your show when I get asked.
I appreciate that, Lou. I appreciate it. And I don't want to get into the... I don't want to get into the minutiae of the games. Let's get into the Heritage Classic and what it means for this province and how much you might be particularly looking forward to this game here on Saturday.
Rod, honestly, I wish I could come in today. I could sit with you guys all week and whenever you wanted to break it down. I can't wait to get back. And maybe for me, it's more personal than anything to have a chance to call a game in that particular city, to have a chance to call a game in that particular venue, to give the people of my favorite province, Saskatchewan, an opportunity that they don't get very often, I think is massive. I love the fact that it's going to be followed the next day by a junior outdoor game. I think that is terrific. Can't wait to get there, to connect, to see people. The 6 years I spent in Regina are six of the greatest years of my existence, and so many people that I love dearly and hold dearly to my heart. So I can't wait. I just can't think of a better setting, a better place to be involved in that kind of a game.
Well, Lou, I have to somewhat apologize to everybody who has been pounding it into my head for several months how big this is. I wear a bracelet that says one day at a time, so I don't really look too far ahead.
It's a good bracelet. It's a great bracelet.
And it works. It honestly works. But now I'm seeing it because I'm getting these emails from the NHL, the luncheons, the pancake breakfast, the jersey proclamation, the alumni that's coming in, how big this. This isn't just a game. And people were trying to tell me that, and I didn't realize it until now we're in it.
Well, and you really don't, because guess what? In order to kind of get by and do your thing, you do have to focus day by day. And even for me, Rod, as I sit here in Calgary and am on my way shortly to watch the Washington Capitals practice in preparation for tomorrow, it still doesn't feel like it's happening to me this week. And it's because of everything that you've said. I've certainly had it marked on my calendar for a long time. I can't wait to get there. But, you know, that's the reality. We have something called an election today, which I think is pretty important for probably the most non-political human you'll ever meet in your life, but it's important and I love my country, so it's true. But it's building. We know one thing about the great province is they will do an absolutely spectacular job. Hope the weather turns out okay. It looks like Friday is awesome, and I saw snow earlier for Saturday. I'm not seeing that now, but you know, you never know. But I can't imagine that it's not going to leave people with a lot of great memories and great feelings. And listen, what's better than having an opportunity to share and to see things that you just flat out don't get a chance very often to see, Roddy, in your own backyard?
Lou, looking forward. If hopefully we get a chance to see at some point, if you're here for even a few hours. But what are we going to expect? What can we expect? The fans who have never been to an outdoor game. I've never seen an NHL outdoor game. So what's that going to be like in that building?
Well, I think you just have to go and experience it. I've been lucky enough to watch a game, only seen one in all its splendor and glory, and that was several years ago when the Calgary Flames played host at McMahon to the Montreal Canadiens. And it's really, Double D, it's not about hockey. It's an event. And To just be in a football venue to watch hockey, and with that great stadium and the setting, and all that it's done in the city that you guys call home and spend your time in. This isn't a hockey game. This is an event. And in many ways, I think it's a celebration, and it's an opportunity, again, to put Saskatchewan's best in front of the world. And that's maybe, for me, the best part. I think you're gonna love it. You know, the last time I checked, people in Saskatchewan aren't afraid to have a good time. They're pretty good at it, I've found over the years. So that's what it is. It's a different setting. It's a different venue. But, you know, the other thing is, it's special. And when it's special, in the course of an 82-game regular season, it's not a playoff game, but it's not like a Tuesday night in November either. And that's the other part that maybe I want to get across, Double D, as well, is that it just the feel, the atmosphere, everybody brings in their families. They'll have a chance on the outdoor ice on Friday to skate with their families. You know, it's a celebration. And listen, I don't care what level, what sport, what situation. When you come out Saturday night and you're looking at, you know, 30,000+ people who are all jacked up and excited and ready to go, if you don't think that doesn't enhance performance of people, you're kidding yourself.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether you just answered that question or not, but they have a couple of these every year. And I was just wondering how the players approach outdoor games, because it is such an anomaly, and it is special. What are the players thinking at this point?
Well, I think the players really enjoy it. I mean, there's always going to be some concern about weather and ice conditions because, you know, they're all important points, and maybe more so now in the NHL. I think points are truly every bit as valuable in the early part of the season. But I think in this situation, and I guarantee you what I will hear from the Calgary Flames and the Winnipeg Jets this week, is go and embrace it. And just truly enjoy all of it. Enjoy the family component. Enjoy the outdoor component. You know, listen, the world has changed in the sense that it's not like us. And Double D, I don't know if I can count you because I forget you got a beautiful old soul about you, but you're still a young guy.
He's a child.
well, he's far from a child. We should have more children just like him if he's a child. I'll take about 10. But the bottom line is, you know, for us, I think, and for fans and people who grew up playing a lot of minor hockey outside and just it takes any, I think anything, guys, that takes you back to your roots and makes you feel like, what did you talk about, Roddy? Like a kid, like a child. You know, in any counseling session you'll ever go through, and I know I've been through a few and have no trouble sharing that, is, you know, one of the things people always talk to you about is go back in your world to your happiest times and find a happy place. Well, I know for me, there's a lot of places to go in that regard, but growing up in Saskatchewan and playing street hockey and starting my minor hockey career where we played a lot of games outside in unique and interesting conditions, I mean, I know the minute I walk into that stadium and you see that ice and in that setting, it's just going to make you smile. And that to me is what it's all about.
Lou, just lastly, should we talk about the matchup and facing the Jets, or does it even matter? Because we're talking about the event.
No, not today. Not today. Okay. But you know what I will talk about, Roddy? Here's the thing. I think it's a great choice in terms of the two teams. You know, the geography makes sense. There'll be excellent support from both sides. But again, to me, let's chat a little closer about the game. The teams would do that. I think we should do that. Just this isn't about hockey. This is going to be a great event and a chance for people. My favorite part in closing, a chance for people who don't get an opportunity to see the NHL live up in person, but to see it in a unique, awesome way.
Lou, thanks for your time, my friend. As always, you're looking young,
And we'll see you later.
You know what, Rod?
Yeah.
Rod, I'm feeling young. I'm the vice president of the young club. You right. know who the president is.
Kelly Rempel.
It is Kelly Rempel. And I just want to say that we welcome the best. And everybody there, I don't know the one gentleman as well as you other two. You don't get into the young club for free.
You got to earn it. You gotta earn it.
Look at poor Derek Myers. He's still on probation. I got to go, but he's coming off.
Let the good times roll.
You got that right. You got that right. Bye, guys.
Peter Labardius in Calgary for the Stampede Wrestling fans. Well, can you find a better advertisement for the NHL Heritage Classic than this? Somebody's written me this morning and said, the game's not sold out, by the way. Psst. Still a couple thousand tickets left. Well, maybe not by the end of the week.
Yeah, I doubt it. It'll be sold out.
Coast to coast.
Yeah, I mean, it's just such an exciting thing to think that that's coming here to Regina. I can't wait. Yeah, and as Lou mentioned, it's bigger than just a game, right? We don't need to talk about the matchups yet and which, you know, who's going to shut down line A and all that kind of stuff yet. They got games to play between now and then. The teams do, but it's about the event, and I think it's going to feel like a playoff atmosphere.
Joe Lazito in New York State writes in. He's an Islanders fan and says, well, I don't watch much NHL nowadays outside the Islanders. I'll be tuning in Saturday for sure. Go Jets, go. And again, this is why I'm Lloyd Minster on this program on any day. I'm Ottawa Gatineau. I'm straddling the border of hockey football. And here the two combine. It's mind-blowing, yeah, really.
Teams from across our great West Nation. Canada West Nation.
For those that just joined in, I've offended Mike Abumetric today with my characterization that this is a Western Canadian show. But damn it, why should I apologize? Because that's what it is.
I'm not offended. I'm just stating that the game on Saturday will feature Canada's best NHL teams from coast to coast. From the coast of Alberta, we have the Flames, and the coast of Manitoba, all encompassing the entire nation from east to west. It's just fantastic. It's just going to be fantastic.
Darren, you jump in, and you're loving this, aren't
yes, you? I am. Yeah, and I love that our fans are just, every day we learn a little bit more about you, Mike, and I think that's a good thing. And it's just like deciphering code sometimes. But no, it's great.
No kidding.
Right? But you got to learn a little bit.
I didn't even like this guy. It took me 2 years to figure him out and I still don't really like him.
I'm like an onion, different layers, and no one really likes him, but you can't live without him.
No, you make us cry.
I know.
Anything else?
Everything.
Anything else, Darren?
No.
Okay, we'll take a break. Well, and here's the interesting thing is segueing. Your former teammate, Abu, AD, joins us next. Adarius Bowman, who just retired from a fantastic CFL career last week, joins us next. Former Bomber, Eskimo, and Rider. It's the Rod Peterson Show on this Monday morning. Listen live at rodpeterson.com and catch our podcast at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital GMC. We have over 1,000 new and used vehicles to choose from with savings up to $17,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new and used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the Greatest Auto Sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bust down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's Greatest Auto Sale.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer, with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rob.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. On this Monday morning, a quick sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. It's a fairly quiet evening in the National Hockey League with only four games. Both Ontario teams are in action. Leafs home to Columbus. Ottawa visits Dallas. Elsewhere, Philadelphia entertains Vegas and St. Louis welcomes Colorado. And baseball fans have one more day to wait before the start of the Fall Classic. The Houston Astros advance with a 6-4 win over the Yankees on Saturday night. The Astros will host Game 1 of the World Series tomorrow night against the Washington Nationals / Montreal Expos. They moved from Montreal, don't you know, in 2004. Well, our next guest is got a lot of fans, including the guys here in this bunker. Adarius Bowman in the CFL spent, well, he came up in 08. Just announced his retirement. That's about 11 seasons. AD, he calls himself, not AB. Grey Cup champion in 2015, three-time All-Star, Tom Pate Memorial Award. That is almost Hall of Fame-worthy stats. And we say this good morning this morning to Adarius Bowman. How you doing, AD?
I'm doing amazing, Rob. Thanks for having me on.
So happy to have you. Listen, I just want to turn this interview over to Mike Abou-Meshrick. Put the camera on Abou, guys, because he just started frothing at the mouth when he found out that you were coming on today. Apparently, you two guys are special friends.
Well, we met a short time after you came up to camp, you know, spent some time after practice together. And I couldn't believe that you were there. You know, you're right out of college. Man, you're just making everyone look bad. And I couldn't believe that you were up in the CFL instead of down the NFL. But I mean, you're exactly why there's a league up here and why it's so good. The guys that fall through the cracks and stay up here, decide to stay up here.
Yes.
I feel like I'm doing the interview for you because I know you had some opportunity to go back down to the States and maybe be a guy down there. But you decided to come up and be a part of Canada and part of
Well, this is perfect, stuff. AD. So from there.
Thanks for coming in. We'll see you next week.
Describe your road, because it's a hell of a story.
Oh, man. Abou's right, man. I miss you too, brother. But that definitely was one of those bets when I first came into the league. And I agree with him. I did come up. Like I said, had a lot of potential, had great opportunity down south. But I really embraced the Canadian culture. And here I am 12 years later, still loving it. And, man, it's been amazing.
It's not easy to announce their retirement. I know that, AD. So leading into last week's announcement, talk about what your mindset was and what led to that decision.
Number one, I want to say I still haven't officially retired yet. So last week's message was just kind of like letting the people know that I'm happy with the new opportunity that I have at hand right now with Foster Park Brokers. And but I am talking with the Eskimos, and I would definitely retire an Eskimo. Once an Eskimo, always an Eskimo. So I'm working hand-in-hand with the Edmonton Eskimos Club, and I keep everybody in the loop with that when it is officially signed over and done. But my post was really out of excitement, like kind of following what Abou said. I've enjoyed and embraced this Canadian culture, and the city of Edmonton's truly became home for me. And so I'm just excited about the new gig I have going right now.
Well, you're in that group of players, and we've interviewed a ton of them. Marcus Ball, Otha Foster, guys that are had their years in the league, and now teams want to get them for nothing. You know, for a variety. You know, I think it's the shrinking middle class, Brian Peters actually called it, and I thought that was the best how to do it. And who knows if you're going to be back on the field or not. I have a feeling that you probably will be. But when you look at those 10, 11, 12 seasons, what do you think about the most? What do you think about when you reflect of your season, or your career?
Oh, man. You asking me that question just made me review from, I remember coming into that flight in Minot, North Dakota, and then taking that little drive to Regina, Saskatchewan, and that's where it started. And now I'm here in Edmonton, Alberta, and like I say, I know all the province in Canada now. I didn't know that when I first came up. You know, I've embraced the community and the love and the diversity up here in Canada. And the number one thing that I truly can say in the U.S. is that's definitely home and it's an amazing place. But the community and the love and the youth I've worked with and starting a Darius for Autism and the brotherhood I've made up here, and it's helped me the man that I am today. And like I say, I think my journey through the CFL kind of prepped me for this new journey that I'm taking with Foster Park Brokers. I think the CFL really built me an amazing base and foundation to succeed in life. So I'm very grateful for that.
Hey man, I got a real question for you. I'm not calling you out here, but I'm hoping that it's gonna like help other receivers kind of fight through. Yes. Early on in your career, you fought the ball a little bit. And then 12 years later, I mean, I don't know where you are on the all-time receivers list, but obviously you've always had the talent. You've always had that, but yes. but you went through, you were fighting the ball. So what did you do, or what can other folks do just to be awesome like you are?
Oh, man, appreciate those words. But I would definitely have to say that was a combination. So I remember when I was a younger guy, and I always had coaches telling me how the game of football or just athletics in general, but specifically the game of football is 90% mental, 10% physical. And so I think I had the physical attributes like the whole time, but that mental part, I think that was a part of my growth. And so if I could pass anything to the younger players, you know, don't beat yourself up mentally, you know. And just like school, you know, we all were student athletes one day. I think that continued to carry with you as a pro. You just got to learn how to like prep yourself, you know, study the game, you know, figure out your weaknesses. But me as a person, and I agree with you, I did have my times of like, and that's exactly what I was doing, fighting the ball. But I honestly was fighting myself within, you know, trying to go back and forth. You know, I had a group of my agents here telling me I need to come back south. And then I had another group of people telling me, oh, you're too good to be in the CFL. But within myself, man, I was enjoying every day, every breath, every moment, every brother I played, every teammate I had, every person I was going against, every coach that coached me here, I was loving it. And so I think I went through a phase in my life where I was just battling it to accept that Canada would be my home one day.
That is a fantastic answer.
No, man.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Everyone loves playing. Love playing with you, man. I was short, but memorable for sure. Man.
On that note, you know, you mentioned everybody loved playing with you. Who did you love playing with? Who were some of your favorite teammates? You know, the two or three guys you just love playing football with?
That's very tough to do. I'm gonna try to take it in seasons. So definitely my number one season there in Regina was definitely memorable. I feel like I'll never forget it because it was the start. And then I really enjoyed my stop in Winnipeg after that. I remember veterans like Derek Armstrong, Terrence Edwards, Rumby Bryant. And in that stop in Winnipeg, I picked up one of my best buddies, and I think he'll be my friend for life. Well, two great guys, Brock Ralph and Odell Willis, who's still kind of going right now, was a guy that I know him for the rest of my life. You know, I can truly call him my brother now. Didn't really like him when I first met him. You all know Odell, you know, the personality he portrayed. But we had our ups and downs. We had our talks. But look at it today. Like I say, that's a brother for life. And then that Grey Cup year in Edmonton in 2015, not just that Grey Cup year. Once I made my stop in Edmonton, I will just sum that up as the third moment. And all the guys I played with there, you know, my Calvin McCarty's, my Fred Stamps, my Ricky Rays, the list goes on forever. You know, after you play so long, you become everybody's teammate, you know, in the CFL. But this place, Edmonton, not to knock any other city in the CFL, but I've really embraced the community here and the network and the youth here I've been able to work with, and it's definitely became home to me.
Hey, well, last one, AD, is about that. When you were here in 08, everybody's saying AD, AD. I'm like, it's AB. Antonio Brown is AB. And Abu said you showed up with a monogram bag that said AD. Who started calling you that? And what's this? Why wouldn't you go by AB? What's the story there?
AD kind of came in with me in university. Adarius, my mom named me a beautiful name. I like it. But my earlier years when I was trying to be cool, I really didn't like guys calling me Adarius. So I just shortened it and told him to call me AB, and then it turned into All Day in college, and everybody just ran with it. But it originally just started as, you know, as brothers, you can just call me AD, and I just stuck it, left it right there.
Well, it works. AD, it is a Hall of Fame career. There's no doubt. And for your sake, if that's what you want to do, I hope you're back out there. If not, we wish you all the success and be and say don't be a stranger.
Would not be. Would not be. You guys, thanks for always supporting me. And like I say, if y'all ever need any protection or coverage, I'm your guy you need to call, man, down here at Foster Park Brokers in Edmonton. And look us up on LinkedIn, social media. I'm really enjoying what I'm doing. I feel like this task right here was actually, I think it completed that whole CFL platform I was telling you about. Definitely has the same attributes of being a teamwork, a workers environment. So I was definitely able to, I think it made it an easy transition. This is amazing culture over here. You know, do the right thing the right way with integrity and excellence. I think that was the same thing that I kind of roll with as a professional athlete. And so, my team, I got over here now, continue to support us, and I appreciate everything.
Teamwork makes the dream work. Thanks,
teamwork
AD.
Teamwork makes the dream work. Thank you guys, man.
Adarius Bowman joining us from Edmonton today, and I'm not joking. I mean, sometimes you need to look up a guy's Wikipedia or whatever resume. Three-time All-Canadian, Grey Cup champion, 1,000-yard seasons out the yin-yang. That's, why not?
That's about as real as an interview you're going to get on the show ever.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
As a young player, he, man, he fought through a lot of stuff to get up here to Canada and become the player that he is, man. And a lot of respect to that guy. He's one of those guys that wears himself on his sleeve, and some people don't like that, believe it or not, you know?
Oh, I know how that is. You know how that is. Yeah. You're the same.
Yeah, yeah. Some people don't like that, but... I'm glad he found a home in Edmonton after bouncing around from here to Winnipeg and wherever.
Any thoughts, DD?
It's great. I mean, it's fun to sit back and watch a guy's career, and then you hear some of the names. Fred Stamps. Doesn't seem like forever ago that Fred Stamps was in the league, or Rombie Bryant, and you start hearing those names. But then you think about Adarius Bowman, and it feels like, wait a second, like he was just in Saskatchewan yesterday playing football. And we remember that, him fighting through the ball a little bit, and then all of a sudden his career just took off because he was such an athletic receiver, big ball, or, you know, big play guy who could go up and get the football, big body, hard to bring down. And when he finally got the hands dialed in, he was nearly unstoppable.
And as a football player, you know, on your way out, it's like you got young kids playing, you know, you got, and he's always been, you know, his rookie year was my last year. So he was one of my guys, and I'm just rambling on now, but I couldn't be more happy for a guy to
see
his career grow and him catch the ball. Cause he was always open. He was always making everyone look bad.
I'm starting to think of, or trying to think of who the receivers coach was at that time. Cause he never named anybody specifically by name who got him out of that. Did he? That was Ken Miller era. But, you know, who was the receivers coach on the Ken Miller staff? Because it's a mental thing.
You know what? If he comes out with his memoirs one day, that chapter will be very interesting. You know, how a potential first round NFL draft pick ends up in as a walk on the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and bounced around in Canada for 2 years.
Well, I'll tell you what. Again, Wayne and Victoria hanging with us today. He's what we call a P1, right, Dupes?
Oh, yeah.
Priority one viewer. Wayne says, I'm impressed with AD. Good interview. And I'll say it for a millionth time. It's one of the reasons this show's so great. Not the only reason, but is seeing the guys, what's not what you see on your TV, I guess you do, but away from the field.
Yeah.
What the guys are really like, right? Clark just asked me in my ear if it was Travis Moore, but Timo didn't get here till Chris Jones. As a matter of fact, year two of the Chris Jones regime. So I got to go back and really think. And it might not have even been the receivers coach. It might have been Ken Miller. I don't know who it would have been.
Here.
Oh, it wasn't here?
That he fought through his...
Well, he was struggling as a young guy here, too.
But he didn't come out of it till he left.
Yeah, or yeah.
Okay.
I don't think he really found...
Maybe it's Marcus Howell. Do you know and you don't want to say?
No, I'm thinking it's the whoever it was in Edmonton. I don't think it was here or Winnipeg. He didn't really skyrocket until he was...
Reach his potential.
Right, absolutely.
So somebody in Edmonton, yeah, that's when he really took off.
Or I think he just grew up, you know, and was able to listen to the coaching. Because, I mean, that's I mean, I know you're in that same boat. I'm in the same boat. I still need to grow up sometimes so I can listen to what people are saying. And as a 20-year-old, even more so, you know, sometimes you need to be 23 before you realize that you're an idiot. And you're never going to change. You're always going to be an idiot.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, I know. Oh, these are some of the discussions that we have on a nearly daily basis because we were talking about an enigmatic pro football player. And I don't want to name that player. But a guy said to me, look how long it took you to wake up, Rod. You weren't 42 or until you were 42. And I'm like, I didn't even act up in my 20s. You don't know anything about me. Even though it's pretty much true. It did take a long time. So sure. How do you talk about this guy? It took you forever. Yeah, but it's a little, we all have our own meandering roads.
Yeah.
The main point is we got there.
Yeah, and I didn't have me to tell me what to do in my 20s.
You didn't have
who? I would have been different if I was telling me what to do. I didn't have me to tell me what to do.
Right. And you never listened to your own dad, right?
Who?
What does he know? What does he know?
Yeah.
So anyways, and by the way, whoever snapped him out of it, I don't know. But it was Eric Tillman who got AD to Saskatchewan. And I'm kind of sitting here wondering, and you, Abu, well, you...
I'd bet it's his wife, but anyways, what are you saying?
No, I'm
sometimes
just saying,
you just need
look
to like...
at all the players that Eric Tillman got into the Canadian Football League. AD would just be one of hundreds of quality Hall of Fame-worthy players.
Mm-hmm.
And I just look at Hamilton right now. We've got this ongoing poll of who's the best team in the CFL, our Capital Automall Universal Collision Center daily poll, and it's a three-horse race. Hamilton, Calgary, and Saskatchewan. And you don't just get good to where Hamilton is overnight, whether you're now 13-3. You don't do that overnight. So Eric Tillman's responsible for that. That's what I firmly believe. Convince me that I'm wrong.
I think Hamilton's success has a lot to do with the offensive game plan. Much like, I mean, I'll get off the Winnipeg, but I could say the same thing about Winnipeg right now. I think Hamilton's success has to do with the game plan. You know, the quarterback goes in early. You got to know what the strengths are of the guy in that position and calling plays within your system. You got to change the play calling enough to adapt to the player's skills without changing your complete offensive structure scheme, because there's still 11 other guys that have been working all offseason and all training camp to perfect these plays. So you kind of got to tweak it. You got to run the same plays with a different skill set. Still, Hamilton still has that tight end. They still bring guys in. I haven't seen a Hamilton game in a
Condell stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Condell stuff. They just smart stuff. And that's I've worked with Tommy and I've worked with Lapo, and it's just fun. It's fun playing in those offenses, you know?
Well, and if I may, I want to jump in here on the comment from Craig in Regina. He says the RP show is ahead of the curve. Would love to see this platform during Grey Cup and interviewing the players in the game that week. What an engaging and hype concept. Oh, we will. And that's your dream, right? Like, you put the camera on Darren. That's his thing. And yes,
sometimes
it's
it
way
takes you guys in the comment section to push. No, to push you along a little bit too, right? I mean, yeah. I need some support. No, we're going to get there eventually.
I'll be there. I just need that box with a microphone.
We're jumping all over the place. And let me just say, A, on that, it's hard to get every piece of the puzzle to work together. For instance, in Hamilton, Tillman built the team. He's not there anymore. And I know why he's not there. But right now, I'm not at liberty to say. It's nothing bad, by the way. It's nothing bad, but it's just not my story to tell at this point. But I'm going to give Tillman credit for who they are. And yes, it's coaching, for sure. But they lose their quarterback and they get better
with
the next guy, Dane Evans.
He's doing his job on the team.
That is Tillman 101, having the next guy ready to go. Whereas in Winnipeg, they lose their quarterback and really it's... Sorry, but that's what it is, Abu. But they don't have, I don't think, every side of the Rubik's Cube together. Calgary, they do. Huff, Dickinson, Cole Huffnagel, bing, 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 all working together. Here, O'Day, Dickinson, Fajardo, Paul Jones, all working together. And that's why I don't necessarily think right now Hamilton will be there in the end. Because the guy that built it's not there. Story for another time. But furthermore, with Craig and Regina saying this show's ahead of its curve. Look, and I know we got a break. I'll be real quick here, but Abu, you may or may not appreciate this. I got two NHL guys in my car, which a guy in the gym this morning said, you know what you should do? Because I said, look at the guys that I've had in my car driving all over this province speaking to events. Obviously, Darren DuPont, Matthew Barnaby, Andre Waugh, Henry Burris, Ricky Foley, Mick Magoo. And the guy at the gym this morning said, you should have them all sign the fender and raffle off your car for charity or the dash. But anyways, these two guys, they respect the CFL, the hockey guys, Barnaby and Waugh, but they don't really follow it. So when they pulled up my Twitter and they're like, whoa, what are those rings on my profile? Well, those are my two Grey Cup rings, my dad's Stanley Cup ring and Memorial Cup. All of a sudden, whoa, this is cool.
Yeah.
And
that's your resume. Now all that's of a sudden resume. You're on the same right. page.
Yeah, and then Barnaby's like, show me your show. So I'm showing it, and he's like, this is awesome. Yeah.
Wow.
It is awesome.
It is awesome.
And that's why Barney wants to come on. He's going to come on, hopefully this week. Clark said they're working on it. But the point is, anybody that sees this now, it is awesome. It is ahead of the curve.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else is doing it.
No.
Not just the interviews with the guys post-career, but the interactive portion and all the rest. It's fantastic.
I was talking to Jared Dumba about this a couple of weeks ago. The people that you have on, we're always, oh, he didn't see the games this weekend. Don't ask about this. Ask about the Cowboys game. We don't know about what happened. We know about sports.
Right.
We know about football. Show us what happened. I don't know what happened. I was mowing the lawn. The game was on, but I was cooking. So what do you want to talk about?
What happened?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll tell you what happened. I'm not, and a lot of the guests, they won't tell you about the specific things. They won't react to what happened. They'll tell you what went down.
Right. That's here's what the thinking. Show is. Here's what they were thinking.
There's not one highlight.
In this situation. Well, no.
Yeah.
There's not one highlight, yeah. And that's blowing people's minds.
Well, we already know what the highlight is because you
won't. We don't need the highlights.
Exactly. We'll talk about what was going on. You already knew what happened. We're going to tell you why it's happened and what
tell him what he's won, Bob.
And what AD's thinking as he's, you know, a number one NFL draft pick and can't catch the ball in Canada.
Right.
What's that?
And how he figured it out.
And how he figured it out. Who cares? I get it. You caught the ball your Hall of Fame career. How did it start?
What happened in between?
What happened in between? We're going to get you from point A to B.
I know what happened in between.
You do, but nobody else does.
Nobody
knew
that
we got to bring him on.
Fighting the ball, and he got cut and bounced around in the league. They only see him as this awesome dude, finished product.
He figured it out in Edmonton.
And that's how we bring it full circle back to you and Andre Waugh and Matthew Barnaby in the car telling you how we get from point A to point B.
That's where sports are played.
Man, bingo!
Me and AD, you know, a guy from, where is he from? Oklahoma. And a guy from, you know, Toronto, just sitting around trying to go to the store to buy a bag of chips, and you connect over. Just being misunderstood.
Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya. Hold my hand.
That is the... No.
Come hold my hand.
No, you're a hockey goalie. That's the best part about playing football. If you get a guy from here and you get a guy from there, black, white, green, you make a salad and it's all good.
We'll be back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Your favorite movies. Your episode after episode after episode season marathon. All in one beautiful little box. With Max TV Stream from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer, you can experience the best of live TV and movies on demand, in home or on the go. Just $99. Entertainment your way. Anyway, get your Max TV Stream media box today for just $99. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club.
The clubhouse is a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
My name is Karen Allen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. The treatments themselves were difficult, but the care and attention that I received was phenomenal. But what if, with the advances in technology that have been made, having that better equipment would increase survival rates by 1, maybe 2%? That's people.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of The Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to The Rod Peterson Show, everybody. On Monday morning, episode number 98, we've identified Nate Davis for famous number 98. It's Tony Siragusa. And here's one, Gavin Walls.
That's my boy. I'm living in Winnipeg. It's Bomber Monday.
I feel like we are in Winnipeg.
It's Bomber Monday. We're everywhere, even double.
These guys are wearing blue.
Got blue. Right.
I got the blue, the double blue, actually, yeah.
Don't fight it, guys. Just let it go. Let it go.
Pretty soon we're going to be moving to Winnipeg. That's what I feel like. This is becoming Winnipeg's show for the time being. Which, speaking of, where the heck is it? There's a guy who texted in here, Bomber fan from Winnipeg, or from Saskatoon, but I'll get to that. Anonymous texter on the Prairie Mobile text line from the 222, writes in at 840-8777. You see it on your screen right now for Prairie Mobile, your authorized SaskTel mobility dealer. Labardius is correct. The Heritage Classic is an event. Irene and I were at the Calgary-Montreal game in 2011. It was in February, and it was cold, but it was a fantastic time. That in from Saskatoon. From Metal Shingle Guy. No, this is from Paul, Bomber fan in Saskatoon. Here it is. Hi, guys. Just wanted to say that Expos team during the strike was one of the best in baseball history. Mm. And as a Bomber fan, I feel the Bombers won't win with Strebler. I hope I'm wrong. That's Paul, the Bomber fan in Saskatoon. My guess is he's the only Bomber fan in Saskatoon, but maybe not.
Yeah, fake news. There's no Bomber fans in Saskatoon. Move on.
I didn't think so.
I feel the same, but I feel the same way. I want them to win. I don't think they can win with Strebler. I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. I don't think they can win a Grey Cup. What am I trying to say?
I'd have no idea what you're trying to say.
It's like thinking in code sometimes.
That's been a theme of the entire program.
They can win with Strebler. They can win games with Strebler.
But they need the games to be in Winnipeg.
But they need the games to be in Winnipeg. And I don't think, you know, he's not an opening day quarterback. You know,
nope.
He can win a game, but I don't think he can win 12 games in a season.
Are you saying he's Tom Burgess?
But we're down to the nitty gritty. You just need to win one game.
Can he win three games?
You know? No, he can't. If this injury to Matt Nichols had happened now, I would say they could fool people with Strebler the rest of the way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They can. And they almost did it in Calgary.
No, they're done. They're out of tricks.
One catch on that final drive, they win the game. Or they're in position to win the game, at least. One catch. That's how close it was. And it wasn't Strebler that threw it bad. It was the receiver didn't catch it right.
How many plays
can that go over?
Dan in Regina writes in and says, Winnipeg can only tie the Riders, and we hold the tiebreaker. That's from Dan in Regina. Don Ryback in Saskatoon says, if both the Riders and Stamps lose their last two, three teams are tied 11-7. Take it away, Abu. Yeah. No, stop. I'm not. Hang on.
I think then it's
I'm
points
waiting
scored and against.
Till I get an email from the CFL outlining all of this.
Right.
I'm not going by you.
But coaches,
it's all fake news.
Okay, but coaches, so the fans want to know what's going on with the coaches. The coaches know that. And so now in the fourth quarter, you're down on the 1 yard line. So if it's a tie, I believe it comes down to points for versus points against. How that works, or point differential, whatever. It's going to come down to points. If you're down on the 1 yard line with 1 second left on the clock, do you take a knee or do you try and score a touchdown? Do you kick the field goal Or if you need seven, do you go for it on fourth down? With you already won the game. You just might need points.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches need to know that stuff. If they don't need to do that stuff, well, first of all, if they don't know that stuff, they're not professional coaches. If they don't know that stuff, they're fired and they're coaching high school by the end of the week. That's the stuff coaches need to know. Not to...
But they will get that from the league. They're not going to get it from Mike in Regina. Is no, all that I'm saying.
Don, but
or, now, or Don in Saskatoon.
Guy, now Don, now all the guys know what link to click
on. The tie-breaking procedure. But I'm just. Hey, you can get into it all you want. I'm not. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my bad.
Because I don't know who to trust. Shaky Pickett texts in and he says the CFL. He goes conspiracy theory. The CFL had one or two kick return touchdowns a week prior to Labor Day. Then the $1 million touchdown return starts up, and I've not seen one since. Ha, ha, ha. That from Shaky Pickett. That's a coincidence, an aberration, an anomaly, as they like to say. Brent in Glentworth, Saskatchewan, whom I met in Arcola the other night and sent him the Listen Live link. See how this works? He says, I'm looking forward to hearing Matthew Barnaby on the show. I really enjoyed him and Andre Waugh with the format of you asking questions in Arcola. So did I, by the way. And Matthew Barnaby will be on either later this week or next week. I got so many things flooding through my mind here right now. But it was the best. It was the best format, Dupes. You've done a million dinners.
Oh, yeah.
No, this format was great. It was guy gets up, welcomes Rod. Rod says the stats of these two guys. They auction them off. They eat dinner. And then we go up on stage for an hour and a half and ask questions. They be entertaining. All of a sudden, we're done. Auction off jerseys. And we close the hall down.
That's what you want.
Nothing intricate, just very straightforward.
And that's exactly what we want in these dinners. As somebody who visits them or frequents them as a paying customer and sits in the chair and has dinner and is entertained, this is what we want. And also somebody who's been on your side of it too, up on stage. You want, not always, it's not just about getting in and out as quick as possible, but you just want to be entertained. And all we want to do, and what's so great about it, and it's what's great about us hanging out on the show, and it's what's great about our pre and post show meetings, we love to sit around and BS and tell stories and laugh and share a good time.
And that's
time.
What it was.
And that's it. You know, get to that as quick as possible and leave everybody feeling great.
And we do it here every day. By the way, before the break, Nelson from Phoenix writing in and says, at 2 p.m. today, Jeremy O'Day is having a media availability, hearing possibly the extension of Cody Fajardo. As they say, breaking speculation that Cody Fajardo, there we go. That's better.
I thought you called your bell speculation. And you
Cody, this is the breaking news bell, but it's breaking speculation that the Riders and Cody Fajardo have signed a contract extension. News to follow at 2 p.m. We'll get to more Facebook questions and the rest when we come back for overtime. Abu, you're going to do your thing downstairs.
It's the only way to do it.
One of the floors below us here in the massive Rod Peterson Show Corp world headquarters. Dupe, you're sticking around for overtime?
I will.
We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital Ford Lincoln. We have over 800 new and used vehicles to choose from with savings up to $19,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new vehicles and 1.9% on used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the greatest auto sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bust down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's greatest auto sale.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body.
Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, for the overtime segment on this Monday, October the 21st. Election Day. Canada votes.
Hey.
Dupes, did you vote?
Not yet. I was gonna go going to go this morning. I am going to go. I got a meeting at 1, and then I'm going to vote right after.
Mm-hmm.
And I, I'm voting. In the maybe this is all coming together. The same church that Cody Fajardo goes to, that's where I think I go to vote.
Christ the King?
Christ the King. Maybe he's maybe signing it to, well, if not, if he's signing a contract at 2 o'clock.
Hey, all you Rider fans that prayed that Cody Fajardo and the Riders would get to a contract extension, looks like those prayers have been answered. That's the rumor that the Riders are announcing at 2 p.m. Monday afternoon an extension for one Cody Fajardo. So we will find out. I voted in an advance poll at Sunset United Church with Mrs. P.
Nice.
And when we were driving away, I turned to her and I said, who'd you vote for? And she's like, I'm not telling you. And then it touched off a political fight and she still never told me what it was.
All right.
I said, your mom was an NDP. I bet you that's who you voted for. She's like, I'm not telling you.
I don't, yeah, it's such a wild thing. And maybe overtime's a decent time to talk politics. Not that we ever want to do that.
Oh, we're never
it's,
dabbling.
It's never
in
a
that.
Good thing to
no,
do. But
not good.
Yeah.
Not for us.
Do you?
We're the nice guys. We're the fun guys.
Do your thing. Have a good time. If you vote, vote. If you don't, you know, hopefully.
If you don't,
do.
Shame on you.
Yeah, hopefully you do. And whoever you vote for, that's, you know, good for you. Congratulations. Enjoy it. And yeah, that's all I got.
From well, for you young kids that are watching, because you've seen the numbers, 30 and under is we're very popular with them.
Mm-hmm.
Get out and vote. That's why guys and gals fought in the war. Some of them died so that you could vote.
Actually, that's
in case you didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the only thing I was going to say about the whole election thing was something I realized earlier in the on the weekend. Not about who to vote for or anything else, but we're in a different world. And the one prediction I'll make about the way we're going to move forward, because the days of 40-year careers are gone and us doing the same thing, and we live in a different world than we did yesterday and the day before, I just expect lots of change. That's the only thing I expect, and that's what I'm going to predict. Lots of change. So I'm going to expect lots of change, as in we might have a different government every time we have an election, or at least every 2 to 3. We're not going to have a lot of continuity because the people, we like to bounce around and do different things now. The new generation does. So don't be surprised. I just expect lots of change over the next 20 years.
By the way, note from Clark, Matthew Barnaby will be on the show Thursday morning, 10:15. I'm telling you, we're tight now.
I know. We got a cell phone number.
I'm not joking. Like, I knew we'd click. I knew it.
You guys are cut from the same cloth.
And I knew we would be. And it was awesome. I love the guy. I loved him when he played. Everybody hated him. I loved him. See a similarity? He's got enough friends. He doesn't need you or me. Yeah, it was so much fun in Nicola the other night. I was going to get to the sports update. The New England Patriots and the New York Jets are meeting for the 8th time on Monday Night Football. New York is ahead 4-3 all time. Tom Brady has New England off to a 6-0 start for the 4th time in team history. They'll take on Sam Darnold and the Jets, who are 1-4. And by the way, I had it written down in my for the warm-up. I didn't get to it because I went off on a tangent on Arcola. But you got to stay home and watch the Leafs Saturday night.
It was amazing.
How was it?
Amazing. I don't get many Saturday nights off. You know what it's like. And to be home on the couch and watch Hockey Night in Canada, dream come true.
Isn't
really.
That great?
It
is great.
Amazing. I soaked up the whole pregame show. I had a unordinate amount of Halloween candy and had a nice glass of wine and I just sat there and I watched hockey and the Toronto Maple Leafs, Boston Bruins, that's maybe the greatest rivalry in the NHL right now, or one of them, was awesome. It was a great game, went to overtime, the Leafs won, then I stayed up and watched the Flames and LA Kings. It was a wonderful night just sitting in front of the TV.
You know, and that's where we'll end it, and I'm glad that you brought that up about all the coverage and the pregame and the this and the that. You know, for the last several days, I've been asked, are you going to be at the outdoor game? Are you doing a show? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? And it's not something I need or want to worry about. You can. Mm-hmm. It's like Grey Cup. Are you going to Grey Cup? Are you doing your show? Are you going to be here? Are you going to be there? It's just,
One day at a time, brother. This is the kind of stuff that almost put me in a grave worrying about this kind of stuff. And what's great about this arrangement here is that you and Paul just kind of tell me where to go. Just sit in front of the mic and be entertaining. We'll handle everything else. That's the idea, right?
Yes.
And when Paul, like I dropped down on my knees one of the few days here and just worshiped him, like early on, because Paul goes, you're like the singer. Because Paul does all these shows set up, right, for screens and staging and sound. He's like, you're the singer. What time's the concert? 7:30? We'll see you at 7:30. We'll handle everything else.
Yep. And that's why, you know, on a daily basis, it's funny. You know, for a little while, I was sitting there like the, I don't even know what you want to call it. But one day, I remember it was like 10 to 10. And I'm sitting there, okay, I guess I'm taking off the warm-up jacket. I'm getting ready to host the show. But you showed up ready to roll. Most days, you're here early. That's the only thing. But it doesn't matter. You show up whenever you want to show up. As long as you're here for 10 o'clock to be on the air, how you do your process. You're Beyonce. That's what he says. You're Beyonce, that's what right?
He calls me Beyonce.
You end whatever you got to do to be ready to be on the stage to have a great show, you do. And that's what most people don't realize. They think, well, if he's not in the office for 8 hours a day, he's not doing his job. If he's not here the same time the rest of us are, and I have to be here for 2 hours before to be prepared to do this, 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 and this, and this, so he better be here. If he's not, he's not prepared. No. Everybody has a different process. When you're on the air, you're Beyonce.
And
so
that's
whatever
why,
you got to do to be Beyonce, do it.
And that's why it fits well, because in the past, I wasn't Beyonce. I was the roadie. I was the guest booker. I was the director, the producer, the host. Like, too much. This is awesome.
Yeah.
So we're out of here. See you tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
That's it.
See you tomorrow, everybody. 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.